We're going over to London now to chat to Ryan Malloy. He performs as the American legend Frankie Valli 6 times a week on stage in the award-winning musical The Jersey Boys. He's now in his 6th year in the lead role. Morning, Ryan.
What's up, Hannah? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm strong. Nice and early and strong.
Oh, bless you for getting up so early. You must be... I mean, do you get quite tired doing all these shows?
Yeah, I mean, today's my day off, so last night we had a show on the Sunday, and it's a pretty grueling role, but I'll get up for you, baby, no problem. Sounds good.
And so you've been doing this for 6 years. How did you get the role? Tell us about the audition process.
No, it was a crazy audition process. I mean, it kind of like took place in London. I took some auditions there, and then I had to go over to New York to actually audition for Bob Gordio. And then while I was there, you know, they kind of put me through my paces in the studio, and they kind of filmed me. And then they sent the film to Frankie Valli, you know, and he had to okay it. So, I mean, it was a long process, I think. In the end, it was about 8 or 9 different auditions, and like, from different parts all over the world, from like London and to New York. So it was crazy.
Wow. So were you quite familiar with some of the songs beforehand, or did you really have to study them?
Well, it's kind of weird. You kind of don't think that you kind of know half of the songs, you know what I mean? And it's like they go, oh, do you know this one or do you know that one? You go, no, I've never heard that one before. And then they start playing it. And you go, oh, my God, yeah, I do know that. And I think that's one of the things about when you come to the show, you just like kind of sit there and you're just kind of amazed on how many songs that these guys actually did write. You know what I mean? The hits just go on and on and on.
Yeah. And do you have a favorite one that you really enjoy singing and performing?
Probably Who Loves You, because that's the last one. And then I know, you know, the roller coaster ride is over and I can go home and put my feet up and have a cup of tea. Because, I mean, it's such a journey, the whole show. So, yeah, it's nice to do Who Loves You. You put a big smile on your face.
Yeah. And do you get a great response from the audience? Are they singing and dancing along with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely, you know, fantastic. I mean, we had a great audience last night and... you know, the first act was, you know, you could feel kind of like, you know, the anticipation in the crowd, you know, because Murray was playing at Wimbledon. But, you know, halfway through, you know, we told them that Murray won and they just went crazy. It was nuts. It was bringing like Belleville and Wimbledon, SW19, all together in one. We had it all.
Oh, funny. But weren't people thinking, how does Frankie Valli know what's going on at Wimbledon?
I know. It was absolutely crazy. You know what I mean? It was like such an event last night that, you know, halfway through the show, it was like, you know, they say, oh, by the way, Murray's won. It was like, oh, wow. Thanks, Frankie.
Oh, brilliant. And before you took on this role, tell us about some of the other stuff you did. You've been in some other musicals, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been really lucky. I've done some great work, and I've done Jerry Springer the Opera, and that, you know, that was a fantastic experience. We went to the National Theatre there, and I worked with, you know, one of my heroes, you know, Michael Brandon, who was in Dempsey and Makepeace. You know, I was a big Dempsey Makepeace fan when I was growing up, and he was like Jerry Springer. And I've also done On the Town, Bernstein musical, and Godspell. I played Judas in Godspell.
Wow.
And yes, yeah, so I've had a lot of fun playing the musicals, and also played Rod Stewart in Tonight's the Night. So, you know, we kind of toured the country around there. So, you know, leaping around pretending to be Rod Stewart. So, yeah, it's good being these rock stars. You know, they live a great lifestyle.
Yeah. So is there a musical or a particular role that you would love to do that's always been a passion of yours?
I mean, there's so many great roles out there, and there's so many great things coming back into town, you know, and Book of Mormon is happening right now, which is a fantastic phenomenal musical. But also Willy Wonka. I wouldn't mind having a go at the Wonka. I think it'd be quite good there, you know. Have my chocolate tears,
yeah,
and my
exactly.
Oompa Loompas.
That would be fantastic.
Give me some biscuit, Oompa Loompas. You know what I mean? It'd be great. Get me a digestive. Fantastic.
And is musical theatre your ultimate goal? Is that what you really want to do, or would you like to go on and do films or other things?
I mean, not really. I kind of just fell into musical theatre because originally, when I was 19, I went over to Los Angeles, to study acting and become an actor and do movie acting and stuff like that. So I went over there, but then I got a record deal, which brought me back to London. And then, you know, after that, it's just kind of a natural progression going back into musicals. But, you know, doing what I've done in Jersey Boys, it's always great to have a fresh challenge. And I think next time, I'm going to do some more TV and more movie work, you know, just to kind of like, sharpen that aspect up of my career.
Mm. And how does it work? I mean, with the fact that you've been playing this role for so long now, you've done over 2,000 shows as the lead. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about, I think we're about 11 or 12 shows away from, you know, 3,000. So, you know, in a couple of shows, it's going to be absolutely crazy. And you know, that's so many shows for you know, a show for the West End. I mean, we've had a fantastic run, and we've been at the Prince Edward Theatre, which is like a 1,600-seater. So we've been playing to, you know, sell-out crowds, and, you know, it's just a fantastic experience being involved in something, just being so successful. And,
yeah,
you know, day after day, you have to, you know, re-inspire yourself to get ready again to go out there. And but it's a great role, man, and it's a great story, and, you know, it has absolutely been a pleasure doing it for 6 years. But, you know, afterwards, you know, the next challenge, you know, I don't know what it's going to be, because it's got to, you know, everything has got to kind of, like, top the next thing. So after this, God knows what it is. Maybe they're going to fire me into outer space.
You never know. You never know.
I'm ready. Maybe I can play the part of Richard Branson or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not? So do they decide that they're going to finish shows in the West End, end the run, because people aren't buying so many tickets? Is that how it's decided, or is it decided before it reaches that point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to that kind of thing, it's kind of crazy when you're an actor. I mean, because it doesn't matter, you know, how successful something becomes or how successful they think it's going to be. As an actor, you know, you've only got that 2 weeks kind of buffer, because they can, like, you know, they can close the show, you know, or, you know, reschedule it or anything within that 2 weeks. So it's pretty, you know, you're never on solid footing being an actor, but
no.
You know, you don't really do it for the security. You do it for, you know, you do it for the thrill, the rush and the challenge. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's that mystery, man. You just got to find out the mysteries of the universe.
You need to have a good agent, I suppose.
I do. I have a great agent. His name is Barry Burnett. He's absolutely fantastic. I give him a shout out. He's gonna love that.
Yeah, that's good.
But you know what I mean? They keep you safe. They keep you safe from the big bad world.
And you've just finished recording an album, Sings Frankie.
Yeah, I have. I did because we didn't do a cast album in London, and the cast album came out of in New York, and everybody in London, when they came to see the show, they really wanted to hear you know our cast, you know, singing the songs, and, you know, me singing songs. So yeah, I kind of put together you know, an album of Frankie tracks, so the fans could get what they want, and it turned out really well. You know, it was absolutely fantastic, and it's going down really well. All the hits are on there, baby.
And you must have an incredible talent with the voice and everything, because the falsetto that Frankie Valli has, I mean, it's quite distinctive, isn't it? Did it take a bit of practice to get that?
I mean, the falsetto thing is incredible, especially Frankie's. I mean, there's like a couple of I think a couple of weeks ago now, I think it was 3 weeks ago, he was playing at the Royal Albert Hall, and he's like 79 years old, you know? And he got me these tickets. He's like, yeah, Ryan, I gave some tickets. And I was like, wicked, man, let's go. And I was like, yeah, I was like sitting like right in the front, like, you know, like the second row. And I was so close to him, and he was just, you know, pinging out this like amazing, you know, falsetto. And it's like, and you're just looking at his mouth, and it was just like incredible. It was just effortless, you know what I mean? It was just like, he was just there, and it was just hitting it for a guy at like 79 years old. It's just incredible to watch. Fantastic technique and amazing tone, you know?
Yeah. So can we give out your website details so listeners can keep in touch with you and find out what you're doing?
You certainly can. I mean, you can get onto my website, which is www.ryanmalloy.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and see what I'm up to, and, you know, see who I'm dressing up as lately. So, yeah, it's groovy. But you guys sound like you're having all the fun over there in Spain, even though, you know, today's it's a bit of a scorcher.
Yes, no, it is. We've got lovely weather over here. Really, really nice. We're pretty pleased. We have made the right choice living in Spain.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. My friend Mark Ford is out there at the minute. He loves a bit of Spain, but yeah, I've got to get myself back there.
Oh, do. Well, if you come down to Marbella, let us know. It'd be lovely to meet you, Ryan.
Yeah, we can hit the beach, you know, do a little bat and ball and sing some Frankie songs. It'll be fantastic. Let's all go.
Definitely. Sounds fabulous. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck. Continued success in everything that you do.
Wicked. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.